Chapter 1. Place: North Africa. Time: present. From the road, the building was quite ordinary looking, flat and square, like so many others in this part of the world. If you had a mind, you might stop, park your car, walk to the main entrance, and open the front doors. You see a grand carpeted staircase leading to a ballroom. You hear laughing and singing. You start walking towards the noise. If you did pause, you might notice to your right a narrow cement staircase, that type of winding staircase that leads to a bell tower on an observation deck. You find the smaller staircase intriguing. You walk over to it. You might start climbing upward to the top, spiraling around the center, moving through a giant helix. You might do all these things, and if you did, you would find yourself in a tale that was about to begin or perhaps about to end, all depending on your position on your world line. You decide to continue along this path and find yourself in front of a locked door. The door is a solid oak inlaid with geometric designs, the kind of door you would find at the entrance of a grand home. Still, you know what is on the other side. You can feel it, a dark and somewhat mysterious prison. You open the door. The prison appears to you as a large rectangle with a vaulted ceiling, a once grand room modified for its new function. The room is divided lengthwise into rows of cells that line a central narrow walkway. From the entrance, the room appears empty. The only sound, a steady slow drip of water from the ceiling that forms a puddle in front of the main door. The security camera installed in the upper right corner of the room is focused on a single prison cell located on the far left side. For the purpose of argument, you're intrigued and decide to continue along the path. In the back of that cell is a young woman lying on the floor, unconscious. The camera monitors the woman for several hours before there are signs of movement. She begins to come around. Her head shakes in slow spasms. Her hand stretches out on the cement, trying to support her arms and shoulders. She raises her head. The woman is not more than 30 years of age. Dressed in what is left of a military uniform, she looks tough. She looks like she might make it. "God," she repeats with more intensity. "I said God." She looks around the cell block but sees nothing except the security camera. She shouts at the camera, "Someone, anyone, I need medical attention. Get a doctor down here." An officer giving orders, "If you don't speak English, I speak four other languages. German, French, Arabic, Spanish. Take your pick." She searches the room, slowly gets to her feet, and manages to grab the bars in front of the cell. There is no cot, nothing to lean against except for the walls and iron bars. She shakes the bars, repeating the word "God" over and over again, until finally the word barely comes out as a whisper.